Very good. I think it was, you know, he's kind of getting some of the rust off, getting, you know, kind of getting a feel for where his body is. And I think thought he did some really good things.
He's a fourth-year guy, but a veteran. How much of a calming influence do you think he is for those young guys?
A ton. I mean, there's been a time out there when, you know, it's just been those young guys. And I think it's a hit or miss a lot of the time when you're playing with a lot of young guys. And to have Hearns out there is awesome. And, you know, he's just there to have that calming sense of he might help him get aligned or tell him, you know, hey, maybe do this or that. So it's just those guys have done a really good job. It's just that extra sense of security I think is always good.
The young receivers talked about how – Blake handled them, you know, when they had drops and things. Do you coach Blake to coach them?
I think I think you're always talking about that stuff. I think anytime you're in an environment with a football team, everybody reacts to things differently. And everybody, some guys, you know, need hard coaching. Some guys need it a different way. I mean, everybody's just different, you know, just like when you're teaching in a classroom. And, you know, Blake and I have talked about that, and I think Blake has done a good job getting to know everybody. And I think that's part of it with a quarterback. Once you learn the system, because most of the time you're in the system, you're thinking about the system, what do I do? Well, once that gets out of the way, now you can start learning about your players and learn how to talk with them and communicate. And I think that's something that he's taken a good step forward with.
Has Leonard been a guy that you haven't had to worry about him putting too much pressure on himself? I mean, the thinking is, this is why you drafted him for the playoffs and all that other stuff.
No, I mean, we'll find out. right now, he has done, you know, he's done a good job. You know, he's one of those guys, he wants it. He's a competitive guy. He wants the ball, and it's exciting. I mean, I think that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to in this game.
Can you see a little bit signs of progress with your run game again? Some push up front to give him some running lanes?
Without a doubt. I think that was something that we wanted to be sure that we saw, the line of scrimmage move. We wanted to see Leonard get positive yards, especially on contact, and I think that he did that, and so that gave us a good sense of what's to come.
Follow up on Leonard, how impressed has he been as a pass protector from day one to now?
He has improved dramatically. I mean, just kind of his ability to pick it up and learn it, and especially kind of being in and out of the lineup, both on third down and with the injuries. I think he's kept his focus, and he's continually getting better, and a guy you can leave out there on third down, which could be good.
How do you categorize Blake's year when going back to training camp where he had to compete for the job and what he's had to do? How do you?
It's been a roller coaster. It really has. I keep looking at it. For me personally, I look at it as his first year. I look at his first year in the system. And there's going to be growing pains in learning all that stuff like we've talked about throughout the year. And there's some really good things. There's some things that you're like, oh, don't do that. And I think that's part of that process. And I think it's, you know, the biggest thing for me that I've seen with Blake is just the different people that have been in that huddle and how he's been able to change and work with them and still be able to be successful and move the ball and score a good amount of points. So I think those are the things that are good, being in a first-year system, but also being in a first-year system with numerous different lineup changes, I think has been something really good to see.
Why do you think he said yesterday he's been able to separate his future with the present? Why do you think he is mentally strong enough to do that this week instead of what
I'll tell you, it is a great skill for him, but it's something that, you know, we're just always talking about the moment. I mean, I think for him, you're always just with him and where he is in life. It's about right now. Every second, that's just kind of how we talk, how we've always talked back to when I first got here. It's, you know, win the day. You know, every single thing is just focusing on what you can control. And I think that he's really bought into that.
How different is he now as a player and a person than when you first?
When I first got here like 3 years ago, he's a completely different human being. I mean, his work ethic, even what he's done with his body, with his mechanics, with his work ethic, with just his competitiveness, with his wanting to understand the game, with, I mean, his mental toughness on blocking out the outside world and all the noise and all the voices that are trying to bring him down and him just keep on going. I mean, those things that I saw for a while kind of got him a little bit. Now he's like kind of gets him fired up and makes him want to be even better. And I think that's something great about him.
You are exactly 50-50 run pass this year. Is that like nirvana for a player?
Oh, yeah. That is awesome. I mean, it's one of those things you're always looking for that. I mean, I can't stress that enough. I mean, it's funny because you look at, you know, people say, oh, you're a great running team. And it's like, I start going, oh, gosh, we got to pass. And then when they say, oh, look, you know, Blake's throwing for lots of yards, like, oh, gosh, we got to come back down here. I think it's so important for the defense to have to cover the whole field and every single person on that field. That's why when one guy's getting more targets, you want to switch and get to another guy. You want to make sure that they have to defend every single person one way or the other. And I think that the more you can be 50-50, it opens up so many more different things instead of just a drop back pass or a play action pass or just a run. So I think the more you do that, the better.
Have you been able to get that close to 50-50 before as a play call? Yeah, I'm just intrigued by it. It's like exactly 527.
It's one of those things. It's hard because situationally it's so different, because sometimes you're in more 4-minute, which allows you to run more. Sometimes you're in more 2-minute, which makes you pass more. So I think by the end of the season, if you're typically 50-50, that means that you've over 500 winning. You're winning a lot of games, because that means, because really in the end, you should probably pass a little bit more just because of the third downs, the 2 minutes, some of those things that come up. But if you're in a ton of 4-minute, now that run starts swinging. So I think that anytime you're in that run category, you know, you're going to be doing some good things.
The linebacker Brown led the league in tackles this year. What sticks out about him on tape?
He's a smart player. I remember when he was there, when I was there a couple years ago, he was a young player, and you know, he flies around. He's a very smart football player. I think they utilize him very well. They cover him up and let him go sideline to sideline, and I think that's something that, you know, he takes advantage of it.
Nate, I'm curious if maybe your dad has shared any of his experiences, you know, coaching and playoff games?
You know, not yet. He's I'm really excited. He's coming down for the game, but he's trying to get down here. He lives up in the north, so obviously the storm's coming. So he's trying his hardest to get down here, and he's been telling me he's got some things that he wants to talk about and stuff. So I'm hoping I'm going to get a couple little tidbits before we go into it.
If somebody were to ask you, well, I guess that's somebody would be me, how Doug Marrone has changed since 2014, what would you say?
You know, I think that he's become a much more positive person. I think, and he tries to look at the good first. And I think that's been something really good to see with him just through all the years that I've been with him.
Would you have said that last week?
I was prepared. I knew something like that might have come up today.
How much time are you spending, picking Marshall Darius this week?
Oh, a good amount. The good thing, I knew him when I was there in the beginning, so you know, he came and wanted to talk with me a little bit, and so he's a great guy, and he knows a lot of good stuff, so a little bit here and there.
Can you give some examples on Doug and how he's changed? Because you know him, so you're in all the meetings with him. Well, a lot of the key meetings with him.
We'll leave it at that. He's been really positive and supportive, and I mean, in everything that he's done. I mean, it's just been great to be with him throughout all this time. The ups and downs and the crazy, from the Buffalo experience down to here to Jacksonville. And
with your dad being a coach, by osmosis, you've learned. You know all about coaches and the guys that your dad worked with, and you have a good, I'm guessing, instinct for that. Was it a natural thing just from going, it's your next stop or your second opportunity, it's not your first? Was it about people think like, look, you can't do this anymore? Or how did he get more positive? How did he get more relaxed? I noticed it today. Pretend like he was relaxed.
I don't know. I think, you could definitely look at it as your second, your second experience. That could add into it. I think the more experience you get in anything, it's like a quarterback. When you put a young guy out there, he might be seeing the thing for the first time. I think that the more experience you get, the more comfortable you feel, and the more natural everything, comes to you. And I think that's definitely one of the things. I mean, it happens for me as a, calling plays. It's now things are becoming situations that you've gone through numerous times. So I think that's definitely one thing. And I think, I look at it in our experience here, the 2 years that we had when he wasn't a head coach and I wasn't a head coach, I think that was really awesome for us. We learned some great things from Coach Bradley. He's a great guy. And, I think that's one thing that, he probably took some of that stuff from him. And, it's every day's growing. As a coach, all you want to do is get better, and you want to figure out why it didn't work at one place and how, even if it is working, how you can get better. I mean, that's all we strive for as coaches. So I think that just over time, every year, every day, any coach, and especially Coach Marrone, who's always wanting to get better, he's always going to get a little better every day.
How much has it been for the atmosphere of an organization? You were there at a time, you were there when Ralph Wilson was still around, and then you experienced it where the uncertainty.
I had that a couple times at the Bills. I was there during with Coach Drawn there first.
Right. Well, and then the uncertainty of a coaching change. I mean, there was no owner for a little while.
Yeah, that
and
was an experience.
To be here where Shad Khan is established, and he's known as one of the premier owners in the league. He's very much out there. Mm-hmm. How would you say the difference has been just of having, I guess, the stability of it?
I mean, as a coach, in our lives, there's zero stability in anything. I mean, you can go 9-7 at the Buffalo Bills and not be there the next year. So I think that, you just kind of, as a coach, you just kind of I'm just saying, as a coach, for us, the stability one way or the other is that way. So I think that you know, as I grew up, it's all about the change is the norm. And I think that regardless, even if there's something stable, you're always, you know, just living in the moment and appreciating the job that we have and the things we get to do and the people we get to be around.
You, not, I just wanted a clarification on that. You're saying the instability for you, not him, because
I would say
whether it was management's decision or his decision, you had to go find a job.
Oh, no, I guess what I'm saying is in general, a stable owner versus unstable when we didn't have an owner. I think that regardless, it's always an unstable situation for coaches.
What have you noticed about how Doug has handled kind of blocking out all the noise that comes with playing the building?
Oh, he hasn't talked to me about it at all. I mean, it's one of those things, we've just been treating it like another game. It's obviously a playoff game, which is exciting, and you just kind of get ready to go win another game.